Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something super important, something that often gets pushed aside in our crazy go-go-go world. Prioritizing your mental health. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, but never really getting anywhere. You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than the Great Wall of China and you just want to crawl under the covers and hibernate. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, ignoring our mental well-being isn't sustainable. It's like trying to run a car on empty, eventually you are going to break down. So, how do we prioritize this thing called mental health in a world that seems designed to keep us perpetually stressed? Well, buckle up, because today I'm spilling some Stoic wisdom that can actually help. Firstly, let's talk about self-awareness. Stoicism is all about understanding your own thoughts and emotions, not suppressing them, but recognizing them for what they are. It's like having an inner GPS system that helps you navigate those stormy emotional seas. Regularly check in with yourself. Ask yourself, how am I really feeling? What's causing these feelings? This awareness is the foundation of taking control. Next up, we have acceptance. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows, right? There are going to be challenges, setbacks, and moments that make you want to scream into a pillow, no judgment here. But Stoicism teaches us to accept these things as part of life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't fight against reality, work with it. Remember that mantra. What's within my control, I control. What's outside my control, I let go. Now, focus on what you can control. This is huge. We often waste energy worrying about things we have absolutely zero influence over, the weather, other people's opinions, global politics, ugh, right? Instead, channel your energy into what truly matters. Your actions, your attitude, your responses. Mindfulness is your secret weapon here. It's about being present in the moment, savoring the little things, and avoiding that mental hamster wheel of dwelling on the past or fretting about the future. Practice mindful breathing. Notice the sensations around you. Engage your senses. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. And finally, let's not forget purpose. Stoicism emphasizes living a life guided by virtue and reason. What are your values? What truly matters to you? Finding meaning and purpose in your actions, big or small, can give you that sense of direction and fulfillment that makes life worth living. Okay, so imagine this. You're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your blood pressure is rising, thoughts are racing, classic stress response. But here's where those Stoic principles come in handy. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can't control the traffic except it, and focus on what you can control. Your mental state. You listen to your favorite music, visualize that successful meeting, or practice some mindful breathing. Suddenly, the frustration melts away, replaced by calmness and even a little bit of anticipation. D. Stoicism in action. Remember, folks, prioritizing your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like taking care of your car. If you neglect it, eventually, it breaks down. But with regular maintenance, self-awareness, acceptance, focus, mindfulness, purpose, your mind can run smoothly and powerfully. So take a moment today to check in with yourself. What's one small step you can take towards nurturing your mental well-being? Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, practicing gratitude, or simply having a good laugh. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Now, go out there and conquer the world one mindful, intentional step at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.